Radio.
One of the things we know about Jesus is that before he ascended to heaven, he told his followers to make disciples of all nations. Well, I think that's quite a tall order if you think about it. How in the world could we ever do that? What should we say? And who do we say it to? And how should we say it? What if they reject the message that we say to them? Well, in answer to all those questions that probably raise within our minds and our hearts, Jesus simply says, don't worry. Don't worry because we're not alone. The Holy Spirit is with us. He will provide us with all we need to share our faith, all the wisdom and boldness to know what to do and what to say. He'll help us to love people, and he'll help us to give the words and actions that will help draw them to himself. He's always watching over us, and we know that he will never forsake us, but always help and deliver us. But the tricky thing, I think, is how do we learn not to worry when it comes to sharing our faith? Well, I think by taking up the practice of praising and worshipping God. It sounds illogical, but if you think about it, it actually works. If we can dedicate part of every prayer to praising God for his greatness and his mercy and his faithfulness to us, you find it easier after a while to let go of the anxiety over whether God will help us. If we can learn to delight in his goodness and thank him for every act of kindness, we'll soon know that he wants to do the same for the people that we're trying to witness to. If we can rejoice in all the times of trouble that he has seen us, that we've been through, we will grow in our confidence in him when we face the challenge of evangelizing. Not only does this prayer of praise help us trust in God more, it also opens our eyes to the needs of those who don't yet know him. Seeing how good God has been to us, I think moves others to compassion for those who haven't experienced God in their lives. And that compassion will propel us into the world with the message of the gospel, a message of hope and a message of healing. Believe it or not, we can all become an instrument of God's peace in our world. Holy Spirit, watch over us today. Remind us of all the reasons we have trust in your name. Push us when you want us to speak, even if we're afraid. Open our hearts, God, and widen our horizons. Amen.
Radio.org.au